A reading from the book of the prophet Haggai. In the second year of King Darius, on the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai. Tell this to the governor of Judah, Zerubbabel, son of Shechel, and to the high priest Joshua, son of Jehoiada, and to the remnant of the people. Who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Does it not seem like nothing in your eyes? But now take courage, Zerubbabel, says the Lord. Take courage, Joshua, high priest, son of Jehoiada. And take courage, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work. For I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. This is the pact that I made with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit continues in your midst. Do not fear, for thus says the Lord of hosts, one moment yet, a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, all the treasures of the nations will come in, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Mine is the silver and mine is the gold, says the Lord of hosts. Greater will be the future glory of this house than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give you peace, says the Lord of hosts. The word of the Lord. Hope in God, I will praise him, my Savior and my God. Hope in God, I will praise him, my Savior and my God. Do me justice, O God, and fight my fight against the faithless people. From the deceitful and impious man, rescue me. Hope in God, I will praise him, my Savior and my God. For you, O God, are my strength. Why do you keep me so far away? Why must I go about in mourning with the enemy oppressing me? Hope in God, I will praise him, my Savior and my God. Send forth your light and your fidelity. They shall lead me on and bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Hope in God, I will praise him, my Savior and my God. Then will I go to the altar of God, the God of my gladness and joy. Then will I give you thanks upon the harp, O God, my God. Hope in God, I will praise him, my Savior and my God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude and disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They said in reply, John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the ancient prophets has arisen. Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." And he rebuked them and directed them not to tell anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we've read this first reading from Haggai many times in this church. And when we were redoing the church, and I go back to this again and again as pastor, that the future glory of this house will be greater than the past glory. That we're always looking to the future. We're never despairing. We're never looking and saying, "Oh, what's happening?" We're always looking to the future, and the promise of God is greater will be the future glory of this house than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give you peace, says the Lord of hosts. So here, he's not just talking about inside of us where God dwells, but he's talking about the buildings, the church. They're talking about the temple. And God says, when you come to this temple, you will find peace. Why? Because it's here that we meet God. It's here that we come face to face with God. And it's here we can always trust God that the future is always going to be better. Always. and it's here that we shall find peace. May Atria know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand.